Chael, you ready to rock?
I'm always ready.
You're always ready. Chael Sonnen on the line, folks. Of course, a man that can talk the talk, walk the walk. And a lot of guys in the UFC and the world of mixed martial arts are envious of my guest because he can talk, because he's not some dumb guy like Chris Benoit that just sits there and... You can talk. There are guys envious of you. They say you talked your way to the top. What kind of crap is that?
Well, they're right. I did. I talked my way into the top with one word, and the word was yes. When I got the call, I accepted, and here I am.
Okay. We're talking about the fight with John Jones that Dan Henderson pulled out of with an injury last year, and John Jones refused to fight you at the last minute. What's John Jones' thing? Is he a prima donna? Is that it?
You know what? I really don't know. That was a decision that they made. They cost themselves a bunch of money, and they hurt the company, and that's up to them. But, you know, time only moves in one direction, and that's forward, and here we are. And I really couldn't care less about UFC 151 at this point.
Yeah, but do you, personally, do you like being in the same room with John Jones? I mean, you know, some guys I used to fight, and some guys I didn't mind being around, but some guys I didn't like being around. What about you and John Jones?
Yeah, I thought that John Jones, you know, I think he's turned out to be a very nice guy. I didn't know that he was, and he is. You know, I misjudged him, and he's a decent guy. But look, that doesn't change anything. Whether I like you or I don't like you, I'm going to take what you got. I'm going to take your belt on April 27th. I'm a gangster, and if I want it, I'm going to take it, and his belt's not going to be any different.
Okay. Where did you remind me a little bit of, I'll mention another UFC fighter. He talks a good talk. I'm talking about talks a good game, Josh Barnett. But you have that Ric Flair. You have the Ric Flair mode there. You're pretty good at this.
Josh Barnett's not a UFC fighter. I don't know where Josh Barnett is going to fight at. But, yeah, as far as Ric Flair, I hardly know who that is other than he's a wrestler and he yells the word woo over and over. So
you really don't know who
he is? That was very nice of you to mention Ric Flair and my name together. I'm sure wherever... Whatever bar the drunk Ric Flair is in, he's very flattered right now.
But listen, nobody can do a promo like Chael Sonnen. Nobody can do a promo like Ric Flair. That's why I tied the two of you guys together.
Yeah, and it was very nice. He should be flattered that he was compared to me.
Chael Sonnen is our guest, folks, and he's not short on confidence, no question about that. Talking about coaching these kids in The Ultimate Fighter, are you living in the house with them and doing that whole thing or what?
Yeah, it was outstanding, man. You got 32 of the baddest, hungriest, undiscovered talent from around the world. You know, we got 6 continents, 9 different countries represented. They come together, they fight it out in a tournament-style format, and until only one of them is left standing, and he truly will be the Ultimate Fighter.
Chael, are you surprised with the meteoric rise of the UFC, of combat sports in general? I mean, it's just like went through the roof. It's boxing's in the rearview mirror.
You know what? I have been surprised. I have at how quickly it happened, especially in terms of the global expansion. You know, for an American company to break into China is really quite earth-shattering news. The UFC did it. They did it fairly quietly, excuse me, and they're expanding everywhere else. We got our hooks into India right now. We're throughout Asia as well as the Middle East. Obviously all over North America. So, yeah, I am a little bit surprised at how quick they did. I get it. People understand fighting, and the UFC is very exciting. This isn't a confusing event. You know, we're not building a piano here. It's a fist fight. It's really quite simple. So I understand that it transcends cultures, but I am very impressed that the UFC did it this quickly.
Speaking of transcending cultures and new things, Ronda Rousey made quite a splash last week.
That's true.
I mean, were you surprised that a woman coming into the UFC has garnered this much attention? I mean, she's got major press, man. She was on HBO, everything.
Yeah, I was surprised, very pleasantly, but I was surprised. Ronda did a great job, and it wasn't women coming into the UFC. It was Ronda Rousey coming in. You know, a lot of times you just have to have the right person to make the recipe work. The women on a whole that weren't ready and probably weren't going to be ready anytime in the near future. But Ronda sped that up. She did a great job. She did a great job not only athletically in the ring, but with her coverage leading up to it. And she's going to continue to carry that torch for them.
Do you think Chris Cyborg Santos will ever come over and fight her? Do you think they'll ever hook it up? I mean, that's the real fight people want to see, don't they, in the women's division?
You know, I don't think so. I'm a fan. I follow the sport really close. I wouldn't cross the street to watch that fight. I'm not really sure. Chris Santos has done a good job of making people believe that that's the fight people want. And good for her. I mean, that's sincerely good for her. But she's never fought in the UFC. Nobody knows who she is. Her last name isn't even Santos anymore, and you didn't know that on your very radio show, and you cover this sport. So, no, I would say she's about as obscure as Quentin Jackson at this point.
Ooh, Quentin, the Rampage Jackson. No Rampage left in Mr. Jackson, as we saw in that last fight. Now, John Jones, who you're gonna face when? April 27th?
Correct.
Okay. What does John Jones bring to the dance? He's been once beaten champion. He's 6'4". He's got long reach. He seems to be good at striking. He seems to be fair on the ground. What are his strengths? First of all, let's talk about John Jones. What are his strengths, Chael?
You know, I think he's got a lot in his favor. The thing that I'm always most impressed with is how innovative he is. That he goes out there, he pulls off moves that I've never seen before. I don't even know what they're called. I think he's very interesting from that aspect. He's a lot of fun to watch because of that. The reach doesn't really do anything. People love to talk about reach. Tell that to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson never had a reach on anybody. But announcers and commentators still love to act as though it matters, and it's just silly. But
Chael, that's...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think he's a pretty tough guy. He can wrestle, he can box, he can punch, he can kind of do everything. He's a real, true natural out there.
You talked about announcers making a big deal over the reach thing with John Jones. Don't you realize that most announcers wouldn't know how to spell fight if you laid the letters out on the table for them?
Yeah, I know that, and it's tough, you know, when you're in my shoes. I got to play along every day and talk about strategy and footwork and head movement and all these things that are just a bunch of crap, you know. You got a couple of boxing guys with their eighth grade education and their gold teeth sitting around talking about the days of fighting. I don't get it. One guy's tougher than the other guy. That's it. John can have a reach or advantage or disadvantage. If he's tougher than me, he's going to beat me. And if he's not, he's not. This is an ass-whipping contest. The guy that wins isn't the guy with the reach or the footwork. It's the guy who's tougher than the other guy. That's it.
Okay. The Ultimate Fighter is Tuesday night on FX Cable at 9 p.m. in the East and delayed on the West Coast at 9 p.m. Pacific time. John Jones and you, the bell rings. You're in the octagon April 27th. How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
You know, nobody puts it quite like Chael Sonnen, folks. That's why I tell you he's one of the best guests in the world of mixed martial arts, the sporting world today. Not too many better guests, too many better interviews than light heavyweight UFC contender Chael Sonnen. Chael, all the best to you, sir. Good luck with the Ultimate Fighter, and good luck in April.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.